Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This team is good enough. I still think there are issues with the offensive line. There are issues with the pass rush. There are issues on the back end of the secondary. But the offense, and here's the second question. Now, when you look at the addition of Kyle Pitts, do we have enough skill players, and are we elite enough at the skill player position or group on offense that this team is good enough to overcome those deficiencies I pointed out, whether it's the offensive line, protecting Matt and or establishing the run, the front seven, getting after the quarterback, and the back end of the secondary not getting gashed and giving up chunk plays vertically down the field. That's the part where I am intrigued and I'm positive about, because you look at Matt Ryan, you look at Julio, Calvin, Kyle, Mike Davis, Hayden Hurst, Cordero Patterson, Russell Gage. If this offensive line can just somehow be middle of the road, both as far as establishing the run and protecting Matt and providing that balance that this team desperately missed last year, then I think, yeah, you got a shot. You can at least get it to the point of the season where you're playing meaningful football as we get towards Thanksgiving. Because let's face it, we were in early October last year. I mean, we didn't even make it to Halloween and our season was shot. Donezo. Kaput. 0-5. Blowing all those leads. I don't need to go back and give you a revisionist history of the 2020 season, but for three quarters, we looked like, and I'm referring to three quarters of a four-quarter game, we looked like a team that could certainly do something if we could find a way to close things out. So kind of a two-parter right here. Number one, the strength of schedule. According to Mike Clay of ESPN, our Atlanta Falcons have the second easiest schedule in the National Football League. Are we good enough to get to where we need to be record-wise, you know, that 9-10 range to get to the playoffs? And then secondly, you look at the skill players as a collective group. Are we elite enough amongst our peers to be so good offensively that, yeah, we're not going to go to the Super Bowl, but we could be a playoff team and kind of look like a Big 12 college football team on a Saturday. We can score, score, score. We can't stop anybody, but we can score. And that's enough to get us 9 or 10 wins, a 7 seed, a 6 seed, a wild card, and get to the playoffs.